financing for well-qualified buyers is a great deal. I'm just happy that you're happy. Now, get out of here, you, and don't look back.
Another happily ever after moment brought to you by the huge inventory and great deals at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. See dealer for financing details.
A back-to-school alert for parents. Experts warn potentially dangerous chemicals may be lurking in their school supplies. More from ABC's Dave Schreiber.
Senator Chuck Schumer, a New York Democrat, says researchers found 75% of school supplies tested had high levels of a chemical used to make plastic softer.
Many of the popular back-to-school products are laden with toxic chemicals called phthalates, and they're already banned in children's toys.
The senator wants the EPA to take action. He says the chemicals in question can be harmful to children, linked to problems like asthma, attention deficit disorder, and birth defects. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Some of America's oldest action heroes proved they've still got it. The Expendables 2 is number one at the box office. George Clooney raised nearly $15 million for President Obama's campaign at his Los Angeles home back in May. Next, he's expected to pull in about $500,000 at a fundraiser in Geneva this week. Karen Chase, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Monday morning at 68 degrees at 7:04. I'm Clayton Bauman with your WITN News headlines. Traffic is going to be more congested than it has been in months as hundreds of thousands of kids in the East go back to school. Roads near schools will be particularly busy, of course, this morning, and drivers will need to readjust to sharing the road with young teenage drivers and school buses. Jacksonville police say it will be aggressively enforcing all traffic regulations in school areas to ensure the safety of our children. Two violations they say they are looking for specifically are speeding in school zones and passing stop school buses. A two-hour-long standoff at a Greenville apartment complex ended with one man in the hospital Sunday. Police were called to the apartment complex on Verdant Drive around 5:30 a.m. after reports that 21-year-old Christian Lindsay was damaging property and yelling. When police got there, they say Lindsay had caused extensive damage to two vehicles and a neighboring apartment. Lindsay then barricaded himself inside an upstairs apartment and cut himself while breaking out windows. After a standoff, Lindsay finally came out, but officers had to tase him in order to take him into custody. Police say criminal charges against Lindsay for damage to property are possible, and that he has prior arrests for assault and for misuse of the 911 system. A Washington man is accused of exposing himself to a 12-year-old child inside a PetSmart, then hiding from police. 58-year-old Edward Watson has been charged with indecent exposure. Police say the incident happened at PetSmart in Greenville around 5:30 p.m. Saturday. Witnesses say they then chased Watson from the area. He went in and out of stores attempting to get away, then ran into the nearby woods. Police used a search dog and found Watson hiding. Watson was placed in jail under a $1,000 secured bond. Sad news this morning about a fatal car crash in the East. Troopers say a woman was killed near a high school when she crashed without a seatbelt on. The fatal crash in Duplin County yesterday happened on NC 111 near East Duplin High School. Troopers say 44-year-old Nadine Sumner crossed the center line, overcorrected, ran off the road, struck a tree, then her vehicle overturned. Sumner was partially ejected from the car and did not survive. We'll be watching for a murder trial to get underway today for a local man accused of killing his daughter's boyfriend. 60-year-old Danny Gwaltney is charged with the September 2011 murder of Donald Beeman in Duplin County. Sheriff Blake Wallace says Gwaltney fatally shot Beeman in Beeman's home in Calypso after an argument between the two men. We'll keep you posted on that trial. And while all eyes are on Isaac in the Gulf, it was another storm that started with the letter I that left its mark on our area 1 year ago today, Hurricane Irene. Irene hit Eastern Carolina as a Category 1, but what the storm lacked in wind speed, it made up for in size. The storm was physically huge and incredibly slow, loitering over the area for a full weekend, its rains punishing. Hurricane Irene killed 7 people in North Carolina. I'm Clayton Bauman with your WITN News headlines.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
A mix of clouds and sun for your Monday. First day back of school. Carry that umbrella. Isolated showers and thunderstorms later this evening. With a high near 88 degrees and a 30% chance of rain for your Monday night, partly cloudy skies. Humid with a low of 71 degrees. Looking ahead to Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy. Once again, a stray shower or a thunderstorm possible with a high of 82. Cloudy skies with a few showers later for Tuesday night. Again, a humid Tuesday night. Lows in the lower 70s with a 40% chance of rain. And for Wednesday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s and lows in the mid-60s. Right now, it is 68 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town Monday, August 27th. First day of school, as Clayton Bauman mentioned, 2012. Stick around. This is your source for the best news, talk, information, 103.7 WTIV. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Attention smokers! Blackbeard Cigars in Greenville has just added Encore disposable cigarettes to its inventory. Encore is the electronic cigarettes. With Encore, you can smoke indoors with no secondhand smoke and no nasty odor. Encore satisfies your cravings and is not offensive to those around you. You can now smoke in your home or office and no one will give you a strange look. Encore also doesn't stain your teeth and you can choose a variety of strengths and colors. Only Blackbeard Cigars in Greenville has the Encore electronic cigarettes. There are no lighters, no matches, and no worries. Come by Blackbeard Cigars next to Five Guys on Greenville Boulevard and have a look at the Encore electronic disposable cigarette kits. These electronic cigarettes are ready to use and smokers are raving about them. It satisfies all your cravings. Smokers, come to Blackbeard Cigars in Greenville, the new exclusive home of the Encore electronic cigarette.
It's human nature to go with what you know. For a heating and air system, turn to the experts and choose a Carrier system from ComfortMaster. Carrier knows air conditioners. After all, they invented it. Call your local Carrier dealer. ComfortMaster Heating and Air for your energy-efficient Carrier system. The comfort and savings are big with a Carrier system from ComfortMaster. Special financing is always available. Beat the heat. Call ComfortMaster today. At 752-1779. That's 752-1779. Carrier, turn to the experts.
0% financing for well-qualified buyers.
Savings and selection, it has to be the key to satisfaction. Hastings Ford Country.
This is our Focus, a 2012 Ford Focus S. 5-speed, only $99 a month. Get it. A new 2012 Ford Focus that will fit any budget. Just $99 a month at Hastings Ford.
Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Or focus on this 7 2012 Ford, 0% for 60 months. F-150, Mustang, Fusion, Escape, and more. 0% financing for 60 months. Now at the home of the $99 a month Focus, Hastings Ford.
I'm Sherry Woolard.
I'm William Wilson, inviting you to rediscover Hastings Ford.
We are your key to satisfaction.
Hastings Ford, USA. Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Hastings Ford.
Hastings Ford in Greenville and HastingsFord.com.
Hastings Ford.
Acevola means come and eat. Acevola is Greenville's marketplace, serving fresh, delicious soups, sandwiches, salads, unique pizzas, a large selection of Italian dishes, and so much more. It's a relaxed and friendly place to go. If you've been eating out too much but don't have time to prepare dinner, stop by Acevola and pick up a family meal to go. Quick and easy to prepare. This fall, kick back and watch your favorite football team at Acevola. They have several TVs in the dining area and in the bar. Acevola, Red Banks Road, come and eat.
Wake up, people!
Good morning!
Welcome to the one show that will have Greenville, Rocky Mount, Washington, and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here is your host, Henry Hinton.
It's the final week of summer.
Degrees when I was coming to work this morning. I actually saw school buses. I saw children waiting on the side of the road. And I thought, my goodness, it's the final week of summer. In fact, for the kids, I guess it's over. And this weekend was chilly, wasn't it? It was kind of a chilly weekend. Welcome into Talk of the Town 68. Foggy and humid as we start Monday. Good to have everybody here. It is a huge week, huge week. Not only is it Labor Day weekend coming up, it is the Republican National Convention in Tampa. It is there's a hurricane coming.
Snooki Baby Watch Week. Oh, yeah.
I forgot about
that. Yeah. Don't leave that out.
If you ever mention that on my show again, I'm going to actually reach over and slap you right in
the face. I know you were thinking it.
If you mentioned Snooki on my show ever again.
I know you were thinking it.
And, of course, it's the beginning of football weekend. East Carolina and App State, the Appies are coming to town. And so you know what that means. We have not heard from him in a long, long time. But every year on this week, you know who comes back to visit, McGee?
Not John Thompson.
No. Hopefully not. No.
Please say no.
The former chancellor.
Yes.
He's no longer the chancellor here at Eastern Carolina State College. Or East Carolina. I'm sorry.
He's not sure what
those,
it is.
For those of you who don't remember the chancellor we had, was it two chancellors back? No, one. Well,
yeah, two back, right?
One and a half, because we had an interim between Ballard and the former chancellor. But he always, you know, it's always been amazing that we actually had a chancellor here who stood up the day he was appointed chancellor by the Board of Governors and by, I believe at that time, the president of the university system was Molly Broad, and said, "I'm very happy to be the chancellor at Eastern Carolina University."
Classic line.
And by the way, it went downhill from there. But you know, he doesn't live in the area anymore, but he does come back for periodic visits here on the program. And we've not had the former chancellor in quite a while, and so he'll be with us in just a couple of minutes. All right, welcome in to Monday. It is the 27th day of August. School starting, I guess, all over Eastern Carolina today. Now, not only school and football season, but this is the first week of our big football show on Thursday night. Steve Logan will be doing a call-in show on Thursday night. Someone stopped me in the coffee shop on the way over here this morning and said, "What time is Logan on Thursday night?" I think it's going to be huge. Actually have a meeting with him today and his new producer, and this will be heard on 103.7 and 94.1 Thursday nights from 7 to 9 during the football season. First time Coach Logan's done radio since his days as the offensive coordinator at Boston College and also on the coaching staff of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so Steve Logan, his initial show here on 103.7 and 94.1 coming up Thursday night. We'll talk football as we get ready for a big football weekend. And speaking of that, Trent McGee is here. And the Panthers win last night. I could not watch it. I finally went to sleep about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, they won 17-12.
Does it mean anything that they're winning now? Because they never win during the exhibition season.
No.
But they're now winning during the exhibition. No. And they're beating teams like the Jets, which still means nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Derek Anderson came in late to run the offense, but he actually led the Panthers to the go-ahead touchdown. But, no, I don't think anything that happens in the preseason besides significant injuries really mean anything or carry over to the regular season.
So will Cam Newton even play this coming weekend? A lot of the NFL teams hold out their starting quarterback for the last.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I don't know. They played the Steelers Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's their last preseason game. I'd probably hold him out.
He
looked good last night.
I would, too.
He looked good last night. You know, and Steve Smith, of course, still didn't play. Hopefully he'll be back for the opener against Tampa
Bay.
They
say he's going to be. He's got a foot infection or something?
He's got gout. I don't know. Maybe gout.
He got gout, really?
I don't know.
Young guy had gout, didn't he?
They're calling it
a foot infection. I bet you're right. I bet it is gout. They just don't want to say Steve Smith has gout.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like something Grandpa gets. It doesn't sound like something Steve Smith gets.
Mm-mm, but no.
16 after the hour this morning here on 103.7. Of course, I need to remember they rebroadcast this hour now on 94.1 in New Bern Moorhead City in Jacksonville. And so I need to. I've been admonished again to give the time as 16 after.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 16 after.
Are you allowed to be admonished?
Yes, I do get admonished. Trust me.
Okay.
Trust me. Good morning, Michael. Michael Buscemi, our producer.
You missed a huge story.
What was it?
Neil Armstrong passed away. Did you hear
that NBC announced that Neil Young passed away?
I heard that. Yeah.
Did they really?
On their website.
NBC announced that Neil Young passed away. But it was Neil
Biden
Armstrong.
Biden moment.
What's happened to journalism? Thank goodness we have Clayton Bauman.
Easy.
From WITN's own Clayton Bauman is here. Good morning, Clayton. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to see you. Whoa, that's a weird shot.
Uh-oh.
We got to fix that. That looks like you're sitting in the back of the storage room or something.
Yeah. It's like someone knocked your chair over.
I saw the shot on TV. Michael, we got to fix that shot. That Clayton looks like he's sitting in the back of our storage facility. How are you, Clayton? Good to see you.
Doing well, guys. How was your weekend?
It was unusually chilly, wasn't it? I played golf on Saturday, and I won't get into it. Took some money off of somebody who took some money off of me last week.
I know who that is. What happened to be a recent guest?
Don't say it.
Would happen to be a recent guest, would it?
Yes, it would be. It was a city councilman.
My weekend was made.
I don't want to get him in trouble since it'll be in the bless your heart. The city councilman should stop gambling. Okay, it was $3, people. I took $3 back off of him, and trust me, that was good to me since what he did to me last week. But anyway, what were you going to say?
I was just going to tell Clayton that I made a new best friend on Friday at the show at Bojangles Jr., Henry's putt-putt buddy. So every time Henry said something, Junior's in the back going, "He's lying! He's lying! He's lying!"
Well, see, part of my vast and storied history that people don't know about me is that I used to manage the putt-putt in Greenville. Did you know we had a putt-putt in Greenville, Clayton? That was long before.
I did not.
If you came here during our day, Coach Carr, you remember the putt-putt in Greenville?
Yes.
You weren't living in Baltimore then? You left Pitt County, went to Baltimore, and came back, right?
Right.
Okay, so you remember the putt. There was a putt-putt down off of 10th Street around Hastings Ford, down in that area. And I used to manage the my summer job one summer was to manage the putt-putt. And there were some guys that, one of the things about managing the putt-putt is you had a lot of free time. Because there just wasn't a lot of activity at certain times of the day. The putt-putt would get really busy, like late in the afternoon and early evenings. But, when you were out there at 11 o'clock in the morning, a lot of times you were out there by yourself.
Yeah.
Or late in the evenings. And so there was a group of retired gentlemen that would show up at the putt-putt and challenge me to play for a dollar a hole. And Junior was one of them, and I used to whip him unmercifully.
That's the story you hear on this.
And I was saying that, and he was in the background going, "He's lying! He's lying! He's lying!" Of course I wasn't lying. If you're having a birthday today on the 26th, it sounds like all I've done is gamble my whole life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I actually don't gamble, but just to keep it interesting.
Sure.
Occasionally, it's Pee Wee Herman's birthday. Actor Paul Reubens is 60 today if you're having a birthday on the 27th. Hard to think of Pee Wee Herman as being 60, isn't it? He is creepy. He's a creepy old man for sure. Let's see. Actor Aaron Paul from the TV show Breaking Bad is 33 today, and I've got last night's episode DVR. I think there's only two episodes left. And Breaking Bad, again, it's not for everybody, and I realize that. But I've really enjoyed watching that. It's a crazy plot. Some of the best TV writing I've ever seen. Let's see. Right about now, Chris Christie is speaking to the North Carolina GOP caucus at a breakfast meeting at the Hilton Bayfront in St. Petersburg. Although the Republican National Convention events have been delayed on Monday here, early on Monday morning, the speaker to the North Carolina delegation this morning at their breakfast meeting, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. State GOP Chairman Robin Hayes said he hopes delegates will use Monday to talk with each other from North Carolina and other states to learn what they're doing in the campaign. Senator Bob Rucho of Charlotte says he's disappointed that the convention has been delayed, but did not think that that would put a damper on the convention. So Isaac is still a tropical storm, but it's bearing down now on the Florida Keys, and they're saying it's going to come up the Gulf Coast on the west side. And when it hits the warm water, they're saying that the water temperature in the Gulf of Mexico in some places now is up to 86, 87 degrees. So when that thing hits up there, it's going to be like it put it on a roller coaster. And that thing will become a hurricane in lickety split. And they're really worried now about Mobile, Alabama, and New Orleans. And my Lord, we don't need another New Orleans incident, do we?
Not at all.
Can the Republicans catch a break, please? Hey, here's an idea. Don't have your convention in Tampa in late August. Whose idea was that, anyway? You know who didn't get a ticket to the convention? John Edwards. The news, reading from the News Observer this morning, the news won't surprise many politicos in North Carolina. John Edwards was not invited to the Democratic National Convention, which, of course, is next week. Is it next week or week after? It went without saying, but the Weekly Standard could not resist when asked whether John Edwards had been invited to next month's Democratic National Committee's, committee's convention in Charlotte. A Democratic official had one word for the Weekly Standard, no. Edwards, the state's former U.S. senator, once stood on the big stage at the convention in 2004 as the vice presidential candidate, but now he can't even get in to the thing. So how about that? And by the way, as we look at the tropical storm coming ashore, there were some other things that happened over the weekend. Ron Paul yesterday, speaking at the University of South Florida yesterday in Tampa, listen to what he had to say. He still won't give up the idea that, that somehow, you know, if he had been president, the terrorism would never have taken place. Here's Ron Paul speaking yesterday at the University of South Florida. And by the way, as I understand it, Skip Holtz was not in attendance.
Talking about foreign policy like this and emphasizing blowback, somebody rather nastily said the other day on the Internet, and they said, oh, yeah, if those Paul peoples had been in charge, Osama bin Laden would still be alive. But you know what I think the answer is? So would the 3,000 people from 9/11 be alive. Mm.
I don't know. That's a very bold statement to make. I like Congressman Paul, and I enjoyed meeting him when he was here, but, you know, sometimes he gets a little carried away with himself. I'm not sure that Ron Paul should be running around, especially in Tampa this weekend, claiming if he'd been president, that September 11th wouldn't have happened. That's a little spooky to hear him say that. And can I ask you this? Why can Obama joke about his birth certificate, but Mitt Romney can't? This big to-do about Mitt Romney, he was campaigning in Michigan on Friday and made a joke that people are saying, well, now, you know, he's supporting the birther movement.
Now, I love being home in this place where Ann and I were raised, where both of us were born. Ann was born at Henry Ford Hospital. I was born at Harper Hospital. No one's ever asked to see my birth certificate. They know that this is the place that we were born and raised.
Come on, now that's just funny. That's just, it's a joke, people. Lighten up. And, you know, NBC and ABC and CBS, they all led with it as a huge political storm brewing across the country as Mitt Romney makes fun of the birth certificate and joins the birther movement. So he had to come out and walk it back, of course. Here's Romney after his campaign speech on what he actually meant by his birth certificate comment.
No, not a swipe. I said throughout the campaign and before, there's no question about where he was born. He was born in the U.S. This was fun about us and coming home. And humor, you know, we got to have a little humor in a campaign as well.
Yeah, exactly. And do you remember the Washington Correspondents' Dinner, when Obama made one joke after another about the birth certificate thing?
Yeah, I mean, so it's...
Why can Obama joke about it, but Romney can't joke about it?
That's the big whoop.
And on top of that, why do we care? I mean, there's serious problems in this country, and we don't need to be focused in on that, but the media, of course, just jumped on it. I was really concerned yesterday when I picked up the News and Observer, the Sunday morning News and Observer, and I looked at the headline was something about Mitt Romney's activity with Bain Capital in the state of North Carolina. But when I read the article, it was about what you're hearing about Bain Capital across the country, which was that They had some wins. They had some losses. They created a lot of jobs, and then some people got put out of work when the companies that they bought didn't do so well. One of the companies that they bought that did particularly well was a company called GoCom Media, which owned some TV stations across the state of North Carolina. I believe they owned the Fox affiliate down in Morehead City at one time. I'm right about that.
Did not know that.
And you know, they certainly turned that facility around. But the big one that they turned around was the facility, and they had a TV station in Charlotte that my friend Jim Babb was running. And, you know, I seriously believe that, you know, when Mitt Romney got into the TV station business in North Carolina, he was extremely successful. Now, there were some high-tech companies that were bought around the RTP by Bain Capital that did not do as well, and so people lost their jobs. But here's the question I would ask of these people that are running around going nuts about this. Mitt Romney was a businessman. Would you have expected him to have continued to pour money into a company that was not making it? And look, if you're in the venture capital business, that means that you're involved in lots of different companies, not just one or two. And you're not running those companies. You're investing in those companies. So when you hear that Mitt Romney ran Bain Capital, don't misconstrue that with the idea that he was running each one of these companies that Bain Capital invested in. And so some of these high-tech companies fell prey to what high-tech companies fall prey to. They just had some issues down the road. And as you can imagine, there were some things that that did not go as well for them as they had hoped. I don't think that Mitt Romney sat out to lose money in any of his businesses. That's just my guess. I want to play a clip of I told you that there was a forum last week, a debate between the two candidates for Secretary of State. And this was held in Raleigh on Thursday, very poorly attended. You know, Tom Campbell and I talked about this last week. We knew it wasn't going to be attended well. But I got to give it to our friend Ed Goodwin from Edenton, who really stuck it to Elaine Marshall at the end of the debate. He talked about the fact that she actually went out and supported the Occupy Raleigh people. Now, she denied it, but we'll deal with that after we hear Ed's comments. Here is Ed Goodwin and his closing comments at the end of the debate in Raleigh for Secretary of State on Thursday night of last week.
As well as consumer watchdogs, organizations.
That's the wrong piece. Hang on. Let me pull it up here. All right. I had it queued up to the wrong spot. All right. Here's Ed Goodwin's final comments.
Of major countries in the world, as well as a protective service team member to presidents of the United States of America. You can't help but learn something when you're there. One thing that really bothers me, I think we can improve the business climate in this state by making a change in the Secretary of State's office. Ms. Marshall deeply upset me when I looked and she came out and supported the Occupy Raleigh people. As a veteran, I felt disrespected. I felt a little disgrace. That hurt me that an elected official in the state of North Carolina would do such a thing as that. That organization advocates for the overthrow of the government as we know it. Of course, now they're gone. I'm going to be interrupted. They do. It's a redistributionist organization.
By the way, someone in the audience yelled "not true" at him right there.
Different. And I do not like to be disrespected as a veteran during the Vietnam era. I was disrespected then. I do not like it now by anybody, especially an elected official. That was detrimental to business. People around the country called me and want to know what's happening in that great North state. So you may disagree with me on that. You're entitled to that, and I appreciate that. But you see a difference, and you have to vote accordingly.
That was Ed Goodwin at the end of the debate. Now, after the debate was over, now that was actually the last comment in the debate. He was the last speaker, and Elaine Marshall did not have a chance to respond to his attack there that she actually went out and supported the Occupy Raleigh people. So she comes out in the media afterwards, and there's some newspaper reporters out there and some other TV reporters and stuff, and she says it's not true. I didn't support the Occupy Raleigh folks. But if you go back and look at the newspaper reports from the News and Observer, and you can Google this yourself, from October of 2011, she made comments like, I stand with you people. I came out to support you people. She did come out and speak to and said to the Occupy Raleigh movement people that were out on the state capitol trying to take over the state capitol, I stand with you people today. Those comments, things like that. Now, her response back to that was, when she was asked about that, well, I also went to Tea Party events. So I was, I was supporting both sides, which, of course, is a bunch of caca. Because if you're an elected official and you go out and support the organization of people whose mission is to not work and take money away from people who do work, then you are not fit to hold office in North Carolina. And so I agree with Ed Goodwin on that one.
Found an article from October of last year that says both Elaine Marshall and Brad Miller, both Democrats, the only two Tar Heel politicians.
Any quotes in there from?
I'm looking down. There's but two Tar Heel politicians to embrace the Occupy movement.
Yeah, why was she there? Why did Elaine Marshall go to the Occupy Raleigh movement?
Giving their support to the movement.
Yeah, exactly. And now she's denying it because she's afraid it's going to cost her votes. Well, good for Ed Goodwin for bringing it up. I think it's awesome that he brought it up. All right, 7:34 coming up, the former chancellor himself making... Every year, the first week of the football season, we hear from the former chancellor.
He just shows up.
We cannot get rid of him.
Where does he live during the off season? I wonder that.
Wherever former chancellors go to live.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be with us here in a few minutes, so stand by. It's a 34 after. Let's check some sports headlines now. Here's McGee on sports.
All right, thanks. And Carolina Panthers picked up preseason win number 2 Sunday night, 17-12, over the Jets in New York. The Jets did not score a touchdown and are the first team since the 1977 Atlanta Falcons, according to NBC, to go without a touchdown in its first 3 preseason games. Carolina closes out the preseason Thursday night on the road at Pittsburgh. Nick Watney beat one of the strongest fields of the year at the Barclays on Sunday, winning the opening playoff event at Bethpage. Japan beat Tennessee 12-2 to win the Little League World Series. Those Japan kids can really hit that baseball. Pete Carroll announcing Sunday night that rookie quarterback Russell Wilson will be the starter for the regular season opener on September 9th at Arizona. Wilson beat out Matt Flynn and Tavares Jackson. And Notre Dame starting quarterback Sierra Wood has been suspended for 2 games for an unspecified violation of team rules. Irish opened the season in Dublin, Ireland versus Navy coming up this weekend. The sports update brought to you by Pirate Stuff. Coming back for fans, Pirate fans at their original Evans Street location. Look for their upcoming re-grand opening with lower prices on great Pirate Stuff. And coming this fall, the return of Pirate Stuff's game buttons and tailgate parties. Watch for the reopening of Pirate Stuff, 1525 Evans Street in Greenville.
Also the return this week of Pirate Game Day Countdown, hosted by Trent McGee. Also with Jay Sonhalder.
Background music, Mike. Former
Pirate greats Jay Sonhalder and Scott Harley will join McGee on the pregame show this year. And then after the game on Saturday, don't forget to tune in. I'll be here with the Pirate postgame scoreboard. Can you believe this? 23 years I've done the Pirate postgame call-in show. So call me after the game and let's talk about it. All right, 24 in front of 8. We've got Steve Logan show on Thursday night. A lot more coverage as we get ready for East Carolina and Appy State this week. 7:36, 24 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock, and more coverage, of course, of the Republican National Convention. And you know who's coming to the Republican Convention is a Tropical Storm Isaac himself, and he's got a little message this morning for the Republicans down there.
This is Tropical Storm Isaac. Oh, yeah. And I'm on my way to the Republican Convention in Tampa. Ain't no need to send me an invitation. I'll just blow into town right about the time Ann Romney takes the stage. And I ain't coming alone, either. I'm bringing an entourage of tree limbs, power lines, and chunks of fishing boats filled with screaming Puerto Ricans. That's right, Republicans. This election year, your party's gonna be off the hook. Down the street, and most likely stranded on top of a hotel, waving to CNN helicopters. It's Tropical Storm Isaac, and I'll see you soon. Peace.
He's a bad dude.
I hope he's wrong. I hope he's wrong. 37 minutes after the hour. 23 in front of the hour. We'll be back. More Talk of the Town. Clayton Bauman with WITN News headlines coming up next. And then the former chancellor makes his triumphant return to the program. We'll be right back.
Brown & Wood Buick GMC has been serving Eastern North Carolina for over 75 years. And today, more than ever, we have something for everyone. Like the all-new Verano, the 40-mile-per-gallon e-assist LaCrosse, and the world-class Enclave. In GMC, we have the best Sierra ever, or in SUVs, we have Terrain, Acadian, Yukons. This is the best lineup with the greatest leases, huge rebates, and great deals, all backed by our 75 years of proven service. Come visit Brown & Wood today and let us prove to you why we are your dealer of choice.
It's time to make the right call for your business. And our friend Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is still helping folks find Xerox solutions for their business needs. Right, Daryl?
That's right. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value calls for copiers in Eastern North Carolina.
Congratulations, Daryl, on being a Platinum Agency and President's Club winner again, which recognizes your agency as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results. And J.D. Powers has awarded the Xerox organization for superior support for the fourth consecutive year.
Xerox continues to provide great products with great pricing, supported by great people.
And I know that becoming a Platinum Agency is one of the highest honors by Xerox for their sales agency, so congratulations, Daryl, for this outstanding recognition for helping customers in the area.
Thanks so much. It's a great time to call your local Xerox team serving Eastern Carolina.
Folks, this agency understands the right call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-799-799.
Decisions, decisions. Bowl or burrito. Bowl or burrito. Or both at Taco Bell. Suit your taste buds with a new Cantina chicken, steak, or veggie bowl or burrito. Each bowl with your choice of steak, chicken, or just veggies consists of a hearty serving of cilantro rice, black beans, lettuce, creamy cilantro dressing, premium guacamole, roasted corn salsa, and pico de gallo. Don't forget to cool down with a summer fun fruitista. Don't pay a bunch for lunch. Try one of the new Cantina Bell menu items, bowl or burrito, at Taco Bell.
It's summertime.
It's summertime, and AAMCO, your total car care center on Memorial Drive, has some great summertime specials to get your car ready and safe for family vacation. Right now, you can get a summertime fluid change for half price. That's right, get your transmission fluid, filter, and pan gasket change for half price right now for a limited time at AAMCO for just $74.50, including all labor. Also, get a summertime special on your next brake job. When did you last get your brakes check? Do it now while the price is right with AAMCO's Summertime Brake Job Special. You'll get new brake pads, rotors, and labor for just $199 plus tax. The time is right and the price is right. Now at AAMCO, your total car care center on Memorial Drive next to Pitt Community College. AAMCO's Summertime Specials will keep your family safe and your wallet happy. Don't forget the fluid change and brake specials right now at AAMCO. Prices pertain to most makes and models for a limited time only.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good Monday morning. It's 68 degrees at 741. I'm Clayton Bauman with your WITN News headlines. Traffic is going to be more congested than it has been in months as hundreds of thousands of kids in the East go back to school. Roads near schools will be particularly busy, of course, this morning, and drivers will need to readjust to sharing the road with young teenage drivers and school buses. Jacksonville police say it will aggressively enforce all traffic regulations in school areas to ensure the safety of those children. Two violations they say they are looking for specifically are speeding in school zones and passing stopped school buses. A two-hour-long standoff at a Greenville apartment complex ended with one man in the hospital Sunday. Police were called to the apartment complex on Verdant Drive around 5:30 a.m. after reports that 21-year-old Christian Lindsay was damaging property and yelling. When police got there, they say Lindsay had caused extensive damage to two vehicles and a neighboring apartment. Lindsay then barricaded himself inside an upstairs apartment and cut himself while breaking out windows. After a standoff, Lindsay finally came out, but officers had to tase him in order to take him into custody. Police say criminal charges against Lindsay for damage to property are possible, and that he has prior arrests for assault and for misuse of the 911 system. A Washington man is accused of exposing himself to a 12-year-old child inside a PetSmart, then hiding from police. 58-year-old Edward Watson has been charged with indecent exposure. Police say the incident happened at PetSmart in Greenville around 5:30 p.m. Saturday. Witnesses say they then chased Watson from the area. He went in and out of stores attempting to get away, then ran into the nearby woods. Police used a search dog and found Watson hiding. Watson was placed in jail under a $1,000 secured bond. Sad news this morning about a fatal car crash in the East. Troopers say a woman was killed near a high school when she crashed without a seatbelt on. The fatal crash in Duplin County yesterday happened on NC 111 near East Duplin High School. Troopers say 44-year-old Nadine Sumner crossed the center line, overcorrected, ran off the road, struck a tree, then her vehicle overturned. Sumner was partially ejected from the car and did not survive. We'll be watching for a murder trial to get underway today for a local man accused of killing his daughter's boyfriend. 60-year-old Danny Gwaltney is charged with the September 2011 murder of Donald Beeman in Duplin County. Sheriff Blake Wallace says Gwaltney fatally shot Beeman in Beeman's home in Calypso after an argument between the two men. We'll keep you posted on that trial. And finally, while all eyes are on Isaac and the Gulf, it was another storm that started with the letter I that left its mark on our area 1 year ago today. Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene hit Eastern Carolina as a Category 1, but what the storm lacked in wind speed, it made up for in size. The storm was physically huge and incredibly slow, loitering over the area for a full weekend, its rains punishing. Hurricane Irene killed 7 people in North Carolina. I'm Clayton Bauman with your WITN News headlines.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Well, we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds today, and it's going to be very humid, which is normal for this time of year, 85 for a high today. Tonight, humid and 71 overnight. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy. Could get a stray afternoon thunderstorm, and the high on Tuesday, only about 82 degrees. Wednesday, slight chance of a thunderstorm, high temperature in the upper 70s. Currently 68 degrees. Our news and weather update brought to you by Suddenlink. Here in eastern North Carolina, Suddenlink has recently upgraded their internet speeds free of charge, increasing speeds by 50 to 100%. It's the fastest internet in eastern Carolina, and they just keep getting faster. Get ready to have enough bandwidth to power all of your devices for as low as $20 a month when you bundle. And don't forget, with Suddenlink, you get Suddenlink to go and ESPN3. Now, that's really important because ESPN3 brings you tons of college football games every week, no matter where you are. Don't get failed by your dish again. Switch to Suddenlink today. Receive $300 in credits to help you with those satellite cancellation fees. And make sure you ask about Suddenlink's next day installation. That's also important this time of year with people moving around, college students back, and the like. Call Suddenlink today at 866-432-1184. Before 3 o'clock, get your new services installed the very next day. That's the Suddenlink difference. And don't forget, ECU students, Greenville Suddenlink store is open here in Greenville at 2120 Arlington Boulevard every Saturday in August. So one more to go, I guess, coming up this Saturday from 12 to 6. Although something tells me that most ECU students will be otherwise engaged coming up on Saturday as we have our first football game here in Greenville at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium.
More wobbling.
Which will be the subject in a couple of minutes here. With our visit with the former chancellor. 14 minutes in front of the top of the hour. Did you see, we mentioned the comments, the media going off on Romney's comments about the birther thing, about his birth certificate and all mm-hmm. that? Mm-hmm. Just taking that and blowing it up. It lost in that was another gaffe by Cousin Eddie, Tom Lamprecht refers to Vice President Joe Biden as Cousin Eddie. I love that. Biden is the gift that just keeps on giving, isn't he? Here is what he told a group of high school students in Detroit on Thursday.
But folks, I can tell you, and I've known eight presidents, three of the minimum. I have never once in all the time I've been with this president, including our private meetings, which we have once a week when we have lunch together, I've never once on the difficult decisions he's had to make heard him ask me or anyone else, what are the politics in this for me? Not one single time.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, baby! We love it, Joe!
Who is Eminem? Enema? What is that?
I know what that is, but...
I've known eight presidents, three of them intimately.
What does that mean? Does that mean he... Is that the way Lewinsky knew Clinton intimately? Is that...
I've known eight presidents, three of them intimately.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain.
I've known eight presidents, three of them intimately.
In my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I
only had a brain.
Where is it written we cannot lead the world in the 20th century in making automobiles?
I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be in Martha Lincoln.
If you only had a brain.
There he is, your vice president. Everybody. It's 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Is he on? Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of year again. You know what's happening.
It's coming.
Not just the football season, but every year. The last week of August, he shows up just like the pollen. It's that special time when Jupiter aligns with Mars, when men are larger than life, when legends walk among us, and pigs fly. Here he is, back from wherever it is that he goes, until we hear from him again. The former chancellor, everybody. Hey!
Are you ready to rumble, Herman? And Truman, bring it in for the real deal.
No, sorry. It's Henry and Trent, sir. Hey, what have you been doing with yourself? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Harvey?
It's Henry.
Right. I've spent the summer in deep personal reflection on a path of spiritual enlightenment.
Oh, yeah, really?
No, I spent the summer playing the slots in Atlantic City, eating the early buffet and moonlighting as a greeter at a discount variety store. Welcome to Walmart. But I am so happy to be back in Germantown and Easternville State College, home of the piranhas.
No, Mr. Chancellor, that's Greenville. You were the chancellor here at one time. It's the home of the East Carolina University Pirates.
Right.
Yeah. But you do seem pretty excited. Are you excited about the start of the Republican National Convention this week?
Yes, Horatio.
Henry.
Right. While I'll never reveal my true political feelings, I am concerned about the big event in Tampa being scuffled by the hurricane.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That huge storm is coming into Tampa right now, actually.
Yes, I understand the Secret Service was seen providing life jackets to their hookers. And Mitt Romney shouldn't worry if Tampa gets flooded. He can always use Chris Christie as a flotation device.
Now, wait a minute. We like Governor Christie. Maybe you're more excited about the start of the football. Maybe we get off politics.
Yeah.
You could be more excited about the start of the football season. I know when you were here at the Eastern Carolina State, I mean East Carolina.
Right.
You were always a big football fan. Are you excited about football?
Yes, Huey.
Henry.
Right. I am pretty pumped, but it could be because Mrs. Chancellor spiked my oatmeal and prunes with 5-hour energy to make me a little randy. But I am excited about Coach Ronald McLovin and this year's edition of the East State Polecat Nation.
That's the Pirates, sir, led by Coach Ruffin McNeil.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't have to tell you, Herman.
Henry.
Right, that there's nothing like this time of year when the pads start popping and the balls fill the air. It makes for a tingling sensation, kind of like Prince Harry at the billiards table in Vegas. Rack 'em, sack 'em.
Whoa. Let's get back to football, Mr. Chancellor. What's your forecast for this season, anyway?
Eastern College will be the best in class. In Raleigh, where I have gone to party, the Wolf Rats.
You mean the Wolf Pack? The Wolf Pack at NC State?
Right.
Yeah.
Things are in disarray after it was reported that Coach Conan O'Brien.
That's Tom O'Brien.
Right.
Yeah.
Smiled twice in preseason camp, and he showed signs of being interested.
He actually smiled twice?
Right. And over at Chapel College.
You mean Chapel Hill?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in the Kremlin. Larry Feline.
That's Fedora, I believe. Right. Larry Fedora's
well,
new
he's
head
still,
coach, yeah.
He's still trying to learn Swahili just so he can talk to his players. Early reports are that practice hasn't gone well because the tube sock players have been going to class.
So you think the Pirates then will win the mythical state championship of North Carolina. But what about the season opener? We got some business to take care of first. What's your prediction for this weekend, Mr. Chancellor?
Pain, Big Herman, pain. For the Moose Eaters of Apalachicola College or something like that.
That's Appalachian State. They're the Mountaineers. The Mountaineers.
Right. Well, they'll get picked apart. Like a Deliverance banjo. Roll, polecat.
That's Pirates. Mr. Chancellor, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for showing back up. Back to the Atlantic Casino, Atlantic City Casino Buffet, okay? We'll talk to you soon. There he goes. So he just shows up. You never know.
Yeah, and just vanishes. It's a mystery.
All right, 7 minutes in front of the hour. We will be back with more Talk of the Town Monday for August 27th. Be right back.
Hey, cell phone, can I tell you something?
Sure, buddy.
Well, I'm a rodeo clown, but I don't feel like a rodeo clown. I feel like a normal clown trapped in a rodeo clown's body. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy. I, too, am having an identity crisis. I'm a prepaid phone, but I don't feel like a prepaid phone. I don't drop calls, and my customer service isn't like pulling teeth. I feel like I'm a regular phone on a plan with award-winning service and nationwide coverage.
Yeah, I guess we're all a little mixed up. Just like Pete down the hall. He's a meter maid who just wants to be a regular maid.
Say hello to a prepaid plan that feels just like a regular plan. Get unlimited voice and messaging plus 1 gigabyte of data for just $50 a month on a variety of stylish phones, including the handy Samsung Freeform 4. U.S. Cellular. Hello better.
Real Wireless with locations in Williamson, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla español en todos las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news. And Springshire wants to share good news with you, too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, I wish I would have. Be among those who continue to say, I'm so glad I did. Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
The deals are hot!
During the Toyota Nationwide Clearance at Greenville Toyota, get the Greenville Advantage. No charge oil changes, car washes, and more. Not for 2 years, for life. And up to $4,000 more for your trade.
Hurry to Greenville Toyota today before the 2012s are gone.
Call 800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click greenvilletoyota.com.
Based on fair trade value minus miles and condition, towards new 2012 Hundred two-wheel drive, dealer retains rebates and incentives. See dealer for details.
The new Mixer is so chill.
The new Mixer magazine has arrived. Pick up your free copy and find out what's going on in Greenville and beyond this month. Available all over Pitt County or online at greenvillemixer.com.
The new Mixer has landed.
The new Mixer magazine has arrived. Pick up your free copy and find out what's going on in Greenville and beyond this month. Available all over Pitt County or online at greenvillemixer.com.
Every morning you have to face the world, so be prepared. News, weather, and more on 103.7 WTIB. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town.
I'm sexy and I know it.
All right, welcome back to Monday Talk of the Town. It's good to have everybody here this morning as we get ready for the Republican National Convention. If you're going to be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to the vice chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, Wayne King, who is in Tampa at this moment. Is he going to step out of the Chris Christie meeting? Chris Christie is speaking to the North Carolina delegation for breakfast. So
I would be afraid to do that.
Wayne's going to be on with us about 10 minutes after 8.
Wayne King.
Of course, you know, as the former chancellor said, if it starts flooding in there, they always have Chris Christie to use as a flotation device. See, that's why Chris Christie can't be the presidential nominee. There'd just be too many great jokes,
yeah,
wouldn't there?
Yeah.
In fact, the late night guys are having a field day with this whole thing down there in Tampa already.
Tropical storm Isaac is expected to develop into a hurricane over the next few days. It may hit Florida on Monday. Unfortunately, the Republican National Convention starts in Florida on Monday. The National Weather Service is saying the storm could reach Category 5, which experts say is strong enough to move Mitt Romney's part to the other side of his head. same prayers for that.
That was Jimmy Kimmel. So can you imagine if it was our man Chris Christie as the nominee? They would just not be able to get enough of it, would they? Also coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, the drawing for the East Carolina season ticket package from the Greenville Police Department. Season tickets to football, basketball, and baseball. And why are you here, Shook? Something about Crime Stoppers. What are we talking about? Crime Stoppers has a big fundraiser coming up, and Brian Brown and Scott Shook are here this morning.
I'm confident these two are winning tickets right here.
You know you're not eligible, right?
Yes, I am.
When you were spending your money buying those raffle tickets on Friday,
I was thinking to myself,
you know, if McGee wins, will people think it's fixed? I mean, there's no way you can win.
How can it? It's not going to be rigged. We wouldn't do that. Not
you paid
calls
your money
like this. If it
you
was for something
money
else,
actually, it's not an official station promotion.
No,
so
yeah,
if you win, I'll let you keep half the tickets.
Half. Yeah.
So that's coming up next hour. And, of course, as we get ready for the football season, we are excited about the fact that we've got the Steve Logan Show coming up on Thursday night, talking football. Coach Logan's going to talk college football, professional football, and just life in general. Very excited about that. And how about the news over the weekend that Steve Logan and David Garrard both have been elected to the ECU Sports Hall of Fame. Very excited about that.
We learned.
All right. It's coming up on 8 o'clock. We'll be back.
Each one of us needs to know the issues, and that's where we come in.
Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
This is 103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Tropical storm Isaac is winding up for a roundhouse punch to the Gulf Coast, possibly as a Category 1 hurricane, and New Orleans appears to be the bullseye on the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. ABC News weather editor Sam Champion is tracking the storm in Naples, Florida.
Here's where the tropical storm watches and warnings and hurricane warnings, more importantly, are. And yes, as of last night, we started talking New Orleans again. From Morgan City, Louisiana, through New Orleans, Mobile's involved in this, Pensacola as well.
In Florida, heavy rain has already put a damper on the Republican National Convention, which has been compressed into 3 days instead of four. 7 inches of rain has fallen in some parts of the Sunshine State. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Key West.
Isaac is about 200 miles north of here, but we are still feeling tropical storm force winds. It is certainly not gone. Wind and rain continue to lash the Keys. A lot of Florida, as many as 20 million people will feel some effects of the storm. Schools closed for about 1 million students in Florida today, and still, power is out for 80,000 people in South Florida.
The convention gets underway tomorrow in Tampa with speeches from Republican candidate Mitt Romney's wife, Ann, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who will deliver the keynote address. Christie says it's a decidedly different feel than the last convention.
Much different than where we were 4 years ago. We felt we were on the receiving end of a Barack Obama steamroller operation. This is much different now. than it was 4 years ago. So our spirits need to be high.
Gas prices have risen to a national average of $3.75 a gallon, 16 cents higher than a year ago. Isaac could send them higher. A swarm of earthquakes is keeping people on edge in the San Diego area, some as strong as magnitude 5. More parents of kids with borderline birthdays are waiting a year before sending them to kindergarten to let them develop and give them an edge. The process, known as redshirting, has tripled since the 70s. To help parents make an important decision, a prestigious physicians group is recommending circumcision. The American Academy of Pediatrics says the benefits outweigh the risks. This is ABC News.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class. And it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Another disturbing incident involving an Afghan in uniform killing American forces is under investigation. ABC's Tom Rivers has the latest from the foreign desk.
Another insider attack has left two U.S. military personnel dead at the hands of an Afghan colleague, this time in the eastern part of the country. The response from the coalition, ISAF spokesman Gunter Katz in Kabul.
These incidents will not affect our operations. The campaign is on track.
In all, a dozen Americans have died in this way in Afghanistan just this month alone. Referred to as green-on-blue incidents, they've been around for a while, but have really taken off this year. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Men are less likely to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and veggies than women, and researchers think they know why. Some apparently aren't convinced that fresh produce is really that good for them, and many say they feel they don't have much control over how often they eat healthy foods, especially when they're watching television. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Welcome in. It's hour two of Talk of the Town here on Monday morning, 27th day of August. It is a busy, busy week. McGee is here. Good morning, McGee.
Morning, Hen.
And McGee will be back tonight at 6:30 for our Monday night quarterback. You and Patty Cakes will be back tonight talking some high school football.
Yeah.
And a preview of East Carolina, Appy State as well.
And had a couple
of
good guests.
Big week for college sports and our first Steve Logan show. Coach Logan returns to radio, talk radio, and sports talk radio coming up Thursday night, both here on 103.7 and 94.1, our sister station. Down in New Bern, Moorhead City in Jacksonville, you'll be able to hear the show all the way from the Virginia line down to Wilmington. The Steve Logan Show, 7 to 9 Thursday night. Call in and talk sports with the coach. And congratulations to Steve Logan and David Garrard, who were both inducted, not inducted, but elected to the East Carolina University Athletic Hall of Fame over the weekend. Well deserved. And hopefully we'll put an end to some of the, you know, the hard feelings over the years. A lot of Pirate fans were not real nice to him when he left.
Now, if we can just get recognition of that to the former players inside Dowdy Ficklin somewhere, that would be nice.
Say that again?
Get a recognition plaque or something.
Oh, yeah.
Showing the numbers of the players'
you
names
think,
inside
Dowdy. You think
Dowdy,
the
yes.
Hall of Fame should be... Well, you know they're going to have it in the new basketball practice facility. They're going to move and they're actually going to have for the first time a actual Hall of Fame in there, because you know the Hall of Fame now at ECU is actually in the hall, on the third floor of the sports medicine building.
Makes sense.
It's actually hanging in the hall. Clayton Bauman is here with news from WITN this morning. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you? Nice to see you.
Doing well.
You'll have local news headlines for us. The big news, of course, is Hurricane Isaac. It's not a hurricane yet, as we sit here at 6 after 8, but it's going to be when it hits that racetrack known as the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to take off like it's at Lowe's Motor Speedway. Isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's not the case. And New Orleans could get it once again.
Do we
hope not?
Do we have Wayne on the phone? We do not. Oh, I thought you said we did. We're going to have a live report coming up in just a moment from Tampa, from the vice chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, Wayne King, who is in Tampa. We're going to have a report from him in just a moment. My understanding is that Chris Christie is speaking to the North Carolina delegation this morning, and so. I guess Wayne's going to slip out and call us during that. He said he'd call at 10 after, so just a couple of minutes away from that. Also, this weekend, our Pirate Game Day Countdown, and I believe you'll be on at 10 this Friday, this Saturday. McGee will be hosting Pirate Game Day Countdown for this is the 23rd year of our East Carolina pregame show. It'll be on 10 a.m. Coming up on a Friday. It might actually be 9. Do you know if it's 9 or 10?
That's anybody still being talked about.
Oh, so we'll make that announcement tomorrow for sure.
But we're considering 9. Yeah, it's the last time Hank and I talked about.
Okay, well, you know Hank. He makes all those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be you, Scott Harley, and Jason Holder again. You'll have two of the all-time great East Carolina players on. Two guys that know what they're talking about and one guy who doesn't. I'll let you decide. No, just kidding.
Pat Jones, he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that, Pat.
Pat Jones will be on with you also?
Yeah, Pat's going to be on with us. We need some on-site.
So it's a foursome?
Well.
The pregame show this week will be a foursome.
We're very, as Joe Biden said, we're an intimate bunch. You
know these guys intimately?
Yeah. Jay and Scott and Pat and myself, we're intimate.
Yeah.
When it comes to football.
Yeah. It's like Joe Biden. He knows, he's known three presidents intimately.
Mm-hmm.
He's known him intimately. And so it'll be you, Harley, Sonhalder, and Patty Cakes, who we now refer to him around here as Mudflap.
He has about three different nicknames. That really gives the show credibility when you have got a name Mudflap on it.
Mudflap.
Let's get Mudflap for an update on injury update. Mudflap, what you got?
I refer to Patrick as a... You know, that's how I refer to him.
So there goes that great humor again coming out of the control room.
Hey, that's all we do here.
What would we do with that? 60,000 comedians out of work, and Michael thinks he can tell
us. We can't push the buttons right over here, so we might as well do something up here.
And then after the game on Saturday, after the East Carolina Appalachian State game on Saturday, I will be back here live in the studio. Coach Carr, are you producing that? You and me, baby? I will be back.
Going on the fourth year.
All right. My 23rd year of doing the post-game call-in show. So after the game is over, tune in. Can you believe it?
You'll have to drop that fourth year frame.
Hey, fourth year, schmorth year. This is my 23rd year of doing the post-game call-in show.
Who's going to ride alongside you that night?
I think Sonhalder will be in here with me.
Okay.
Sonhalder wants to come back in and play.
Jay puts in a full day that day.
Oh, yeah. He loves it. But he's good on the post-game show because all the drunk college girls call in and try to get his number. That's mm-hmm. why he likes it. We don't pay him anything. He just gets a lot of numbers.
It'd be worth it for me.
By the way, they do not ask for my number. What was that comment, Shook? Stop it. So Jay Sonhalder and myself after the game here live in the studio taking your phone calls coming up. So we'll be on the air. What about four-ish? Four-ish? Good thing about having a noon game on Labor Day weekend, you can still...
Yeah.
You got the rest of the weekend still do stuff. Everybody's mm-hmm. off on Monday. All right, live to Tampa now. The National Republican Convention was supposed to kick off later today. They've delayed it a day because of the storm down there. Let's go live now. The vice chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, Wayne King, joins us live from Tampa. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Henry. Glad to be with you today.
All right, now, I thought that Chris Christie was speaking to you guys right now. Did you slip out of that breakfast?
He is going to speak here in just a little bit.
Say that again. Your phone's popping in and out. Turn your head, Wayne, because we can't. Your phone is not working. We can only get like every third word there.
Are you listening down here?
That's better. Are you inside the convention hall?
No, I'm at our delegation hotel, and we are excited about having Governor Christie with us here later this morning and to speak to our delegates.
All right. So what's the mood down there now, Wayne? Because obviously with the storm coming, that's changed everything, including they've delayed the start of the convention until tomorrow.
Well, it certainly has delayed the convention, but it's very similar to 2008, Henry, where Hurricane Gustav hit Louisiana and Mississippi and delayed some of the convention activities on Monday back in 2008 over in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So it's very similar to that. And the main thing is we want to make sure everybody arrives here and leaves here safely, and that's the reason the Chairman Priebus delayed the start of the convention. We're excited about getting started, but we want to make sure that everybody is not impacted by the weather. And we have a great crowd this morning. We've got a long line here. We're excited about hearing him this morning. We've got a lot of first-time delegates, too. And this is an exciting time for them.
Yeah, I noticed in this morning's local Greenville paper that our chairperson locally here, Jenny Cooper, said that there no one from Pitt County made it to become a delegate down there. But is there a large North Carolina contingent down there, Wayne? How many folks from North Carolina down there?
There's about 250 people from North Carolina, and that's delegates, guests, and alternates. So it's a agency from North Carolina. And
now they won't all get into the convention hall, will they?
All of them are going to get in convention hall.
Least, wow.
Have guest pass. Some of them have guest passes and things. So we're excited about bringing one of the largest conventions that I can remember to a Republican.
Yeah. By the way, your phone is still cutting in and out. We're going to try to stick with you here, but we may need to get you to a better phone there. The other thing that I wanted to ask you is last week they announced a Monday night schedule, and our friend State Senator David Rouser, who is running against Mike McIntyre for Congress here in eastern North Carolina, was slated to do a primetime spot on the stage. Is the change in schedule going to change the ability for David Rouser to get that kind of publicity?
Well, I understand that Senator Rouser chose not to attend the convention now due to the schedule change.
Wow, really?
That's my understanding right now.
That's strange. They were going to give him a speaking spot on Monday night and he didn't come. That's interesting. He must have had a big donor wanted to meet with him today or something.
You know, it is a good opportunity, but, back home is where the rubber meets.
I tell you what, Wayne, we're going to let you go because your phone is not working. But I tell you, if you would, let's try it again tomorrow morning at 10 after 8. You want to?
Sounds
good. All right, Wayne King, the vice chairman of the North Carolina Republican. Obviously, he's in line trying to get into the Christie breakfast there. So he probably was in the pre-function room of a ballroom or something and didn't have a great signal this morning. All right, 14 after the hour, we're going to take a break and come back. Still to come this hour, news headlines from WITN. Got some friends in to make a big announcement. Scott Shook and Brian Brown are here to make a big announcement for Crime Stoppers this morning. And by the way, Crime Stoppers has had a great year helping to solve crime in eastern North Carolina, particularly here in Pitt County. So we need to congratulate these guys for what they do. And the drawing for the season tickets for ECU football, basketball, and baseball with the Greenville Police Department. We got that coming up later this hour as well. All that money going to Special Olympics. Quarter after 8, we'll be back with more Talk of the Town.
If you want to leave a sound financial legacy for your family, consider the Journeys Group. Tommy Pate and Dean Combe believe that your financial planning is a journey and pledge to assist you with sound advice and a personalized roadmap to achieve your financial goals. Join Tommy and Dean on 103.7 WTIB and Cable 7 on Monday evenings at 6 p.m. for their financial show, Taking Care of Business. Tommy and Dean will invoke practical, spiritual-based financial advice with a down-home approach. Taking Care of Business, Mondays at 6 on 103.7 3.7 WTIB.
The Meineke Car Care Center location on Westfire Tower Road near Pitt Community College is back open under new ownership.
both Greenville Meineken locations, Fire Tower Road, and beside the Greenville Auto Auction on Dickinson Avenue Extension are offering brake pads for 50% off with a lifetime warranty. You never have to worry about brake pads again. The two Meineken locations are total car care centers, from state inspections and oil changes to major repairs and everything in between. All work done is under warranty at any one of the 950 locations nationwide. And if you have a major repair, take advantage of their 6 to 12 months no interest financing. Meineke always uses top of the line Pennzoil premium products when servicing your vehicle. Greenville now has two Meineke car care centers, West Fire Tower Road near Pitt Community College and on Dickinson Avenue Extension beside the Greenville Auto Auction. Meineke Car Care. Hey, if you're looking for a great lunch that won't bend your wallet, Trips is featuring some sensational summer lunch specials now, including the chicken salad flatbread sandwich. I just had that. Excellent with fresh fruit for just $7.99. Also, the chicken salad, fruit salad, and shrimp salad plate for just $9.99. Southwestern spring rolls for $7.99. And for dessert, fried cheesecake egg rolls, just $3.99. Trips, Red Banks Road in Greenville. Trips, taste the difference for lunch.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Been reading about North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Paul Newby.
Isn't Justice Newby running for re-election?
Yep, and I'm impressed. Paul Newby is from North Carolina, got his undergraduate degree from Duke, and a law degree from UNC.
Is that the same Paul Newby who was a U.S. Assistant Attorney in Raleigh?
Yes, he served for 19 years, and Newby was reliable, tough, but fair.
Can I see the paper?
Sure.
Newby's been married 23 years. Has four children, and he's an Eagle Scout and a Scoutmaster.
That tells me a lot.
Absolutely. And Justice Newby has support from Democrats, Independents, and Republicans. In fact, Paul Newby's been endorsed by six former North Carolina Supreme Court justices, both Democrats and Republicans.
That's real. I get it. Let's remember to vote for Paul Newby for the North Carolina Supreme Court in this election.
Civitas Action, Inc. paid for this ad supporting Paul Newby for Supreme Court. For donor information, contact the NC State Board of Elections.
I mean, the News Observer. Oh, are we back?
Yeah, just in the...
Was that talking on the air right then?
Yeah, you were.
Would you guys mind letting me know when the microphones are off?
Did you
count me in?
Yeah.
Michael's going to keep your earpiece in. Well, that's true. I was just having a conversation with everybody here in the studio. 18 after 8 o'clock. We've got more Talk of the Town coming up. We've got some guys coming in to talk about the Crime Stoppers fundraiser, which is coming up. Also, we're going to give away those season tickets to ECU football, basketball, and baseball. But first, let's get some news headlines. Clayton Bauman is here this morning from WITN, and he has the very latest. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, Henry. I'm sure plenty of your listeners are noticing traffic going to be more congested than it has been in months as hundreds of thousands of kids in the East go back to school. Roads near schools will be particularly busy, of course, this morning, and drivers will need to readjust to sharing the road with young teenage drivers and school buses. Jacksonville Police says it will aggressively enforce all traffic regulations in school areas to ensure the safety of children. Two violations they say they are looking for, which I'm sure most police are looking for, specifically are speeding in school zones and passing stop school buses. A two-hour-long standoff at a Greenville apartment complex ended with one man in the hospital Sunday. Police were called to the apartment complex on Verdant Drive around 5:30 a.m. after reports that 21-year-old Christian Lindsay was damaging property and yelling. When police got there, they say Lindsay had caused extensive damage to two vehicles and a neighboring apartment. Lindsay then barricaded himself inside an upstairs apartment and cut himself while breaking out windows. After a standoff, Lindsay finally came out, but officers had to tase him in order to take him into custody. Police say criminal charges against Lindsay for damage to property are possible, and that he has prior arrests for assault and for misuse of the 911 system. A Washington man is accused of exposing himself to a 12-year-old child inside of a PetSmart, then hiding from police. 58-year-old Edward Watson has been charged with indecent exposure. Police say the incident happened at PetSmart in Greenville around 5:30 p.m. Saturday. Witnesses say they then chased Watson from the area. He went in and out of stores attempting to get away, then ran into the nearby woods. Police used a search dog and found Watson hiding. He was placed in jail under a $1,000 secured bond. Sad news this morning about a fatal car crash in the East. Troopers say a woman was killed near a high school when she crashed without a seatbelt on. The fatal crash in Duplin County yesterday happened on NC 111 near East Duplin High School. Troopers say 44-year-old Nadine Sumner crossed the center line, overcorrected, ran off the road, struck a tree, and then her vehicle overturned. Sumner was partially ejected from the car and did not survive. We'll be watching for a murder trial to get underway today for a local man accused of killing his daughter's boyfriend. 60-year-old Danny Gwaltney is charged with the September 2011 murder of Donald Beeman in Duplin County. Sheriff Blake Wallace says Gwaltney fatally shot Beeman in Beeman's home in Calypso after an argument between the two men. We'll keep you posted on that trial. While all eyes are on Isaac in the Gulf, it was another storm that started with the letter I that left its mark on our area more than 1 year ago today, Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene hit eastern Carolina as a Category 1, but what the storm lacked in wind speed, it made up for in size. The storm was physically huge and incredibly slow, hanging over the area for a full weekend, its rains punishing many areas. Hurricane Irene killed 7 people in North Carolina. Those are your news headlines. Back to you, Henry.
Okay, it's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's check our weather update now. Here's McGee with that.
All right, partly cloudy for tonight. Humid with a low of 71 degrees. For Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible with a high of 82. Cloudy skies with a few showers later for Tuesday night. Humid once again, lows in the low or 70s, and a 40% chance of rain for your Tuesday night. And for Wednesday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s and lows in the mid-60s.
All right, news and weather this hour, a service of Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. And thanks to Homer and Rachel Tire for coming out to our broadcast at Bojangles. And
Harrison
came out and brought us the tickets to the Mudcats. They were scoffed up like that, I understand. The phones went off the hook when we gave away those tickets to the Mudcats game on Friday morning, so thanks to them. And, of course, if you're looking to sell your home, I was just looking at some of the numbers. Over an 18-month period, Homer Tire sold 195 homes, over $35 million in Pitt County real estate. Now, can you believe that? That's the guy you want to list your home with. Call Homer Tire this week. If you've got a list, sit down, go through his system. You'll come away as impressed as I have been with Homer Tire and the way that he goes about reaching people by selling homes in Pitt County. There's just nobody who does it better. I'm telling you, Homer Tire gets it done, and the telephone number is 758-HOME. The main reason to list with Homer is because of the extensive marketing that he does that brings the prospects and more leads into your home that gives you a chance to sell your home fast. But if he cannot sell it by the deadline and the price that you want, don't forget the Homer Tire guarantee. It's a guarantee. Homer Tire will buy the home from you guaranteed. Call them at 758-HOME. That's 758-4663. And start packing. And don't forget the website, GuaranteedSellNC.com. All right, it is a 24 after 8 o'clock. More talk of the town on the way. McGee's got sports. We've got the drawing coming up for the, in fact, the police officers are just walking in. They're either coming in for the drawing or they finally found Michael. We've got, yes, and Brian Brown brought those muffins. Carlton Williams, help yourself. All right, we have the Greenville Police Department, the big drawing coming up right after this break for the season tickets for the ECU football, basketball, and baseball. If you're in the pot, well, and pot meaning in the box. I didn't want to. When I said that, the police officers flinched. Like, where?
Not in two
they
pots.
Started pulling the guns out.
Okay.
You will be able to win coming up next. You're in the drawing right after this. We'll have the drawing for the big Special Olympics. The big raffle that we've had now for the last several months. We'll be right back with that.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casner, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Mellow Love. Get some now at the new Mellow Mushroom that's just landed in Greenville on Charles Boulevard past the football stadium. With mellow seating for 100, come out and mellow with the fellows around the Dragon Fire Pit with live music. Whether you mellow in or mellow to go, the Mellow Mushroom menu has something for everyone. Mellow pizzas, mellow hoagies, mellow salads, and mellow wings to mellow your mind. Mellow Love is at the bar with over 90 beers, including local selections. Mellow Mushroom, Mellow Love. Get some.
Summer's here, and it's time to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Leap into huge summer discounts and rebates with almost every Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle available at 0% financing. It's the summer clearance event. Cruise in style this summer with a new Jeep Grand Cherokee. Bring your trade and upgrade by leasing a new Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month. Want the sunshine, good times, summer truck? Lease the new Ram Quad Cab for just $290 a month. Or lease a 2012 Dodge Grand Cherokee Caravan for just $279 a month.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Lease payments based on 39 months with $25.99 down on Grand Cherokee and $29.99 down on truck and minivan. See dealer for details.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And, Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow. Oh, we're back. Welcome back. Talk of the Town here Monday morning, the 27th day of August, coming up. We got Brian Brown and Scott Shook coming up to tell us about something happening with Crime Stoppers. And so it's kind of a Crime Stoppers morning here on the program. We've got a couple of police officers now. We have, I should have asked, I'll make sure I got your ranks right. Lieutenant Carlton Williams.
Yes.
And Captain Rob
yes.
Williams. How'd I do?
Good. Great.
Good to see you. You guys doing well?
We are. Thank you.
And this is, Greenville Police Department has been conducting a raffle now for how long? When did this thing start, Carlton?
We started early April.
April?
Sorry. Yes.
Early April.
Yeah. And so the idea was buy a $10 raffle ticket, and you could win season tickets to ECU football, season tickets to ECU basketball, and season tickets to ECU baseball.
That's correct.
All three for $10.
That's correct.
One winner, right?
One winner.
And we're going to draw this morning, right now in a minute, for that.
Yes, but we do have a special surprise prior to doing that. As a result of your company's contribution, we were able to sell enough tickets that we raised enough money, over $6,000, and on the back of the shirt next year, your logo will go on the back of the shirt statewide.
Really?
You will be the first Greenville business to ever be on the back of the state shirt.
So, how about that?
Congratulations to you.
Hey,
and your
how about
staff
that, everybody? We made the statewide
WTIB will be on the back, and that's a good promotion for your company.
That
and
is great. We appreciate that very much.
Any company
much.
Who
that's
raises $6,000 or more.
How much do we raise?
About $7,600.
$7,600. So about 760 tickets or so.
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very good. And all this money goes to Special Olympics. And now a big portion of this comes back to Pitt County, right, Rob?
That's right. Everything we raise through Torch Run, 15% is earmarked for Pitt County Special Olympics. And this year we're going to raise over $20,000.
That's great. That's great. All right, before we get to the drawing, I wanted you also to say a word. We got the Crime Stoppers guys here this morning, Scott Shook, who is chairman of Crime Stoppers, and there have been a lot of they've been real active this year handing out money to to people who have called in and informed us. These guys do a great job as well. I wanted you have a chance for you to mention that as well, because Crime Stoppers is real important to what you guys do, is it not?
It is very important. I can tell you from working in the Crime Prevention Office and the Public Information Office back before I made lieutenant, I got Crime Stoppers tips on a daily basis. Those tips were very instrumental in solving homicides, the string of robberies we had, the Bojangles.
All the Bojangles. Yeah, the Bojangles arrest came from the Crime Stoppers.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Our Crime Stoppers actually even partnered with a couple other Crime Stoppers areas mm-hmm. around us and paid out a very large sum to whoever it was that called. You know, we don't know their name, but we appreciate their tips. And it's a great organization. It's a great program. And it not only works just locally, but it works nationwide. And, you know, a program that's been as longstanding as that, it's kind of hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. Really is. And just like all we've been hearing in recent weeks with all the, you know, the different things that have happened around the community and around the country, you know, everybody's got to play some sort of a role in fighting crime. Right, Rob?
That's exactly right. You know, prevention of crime is a community-wide effort. It's not just the police. Obviously, we can't be everywhere all the time. And having the community involved and engaged in what's going on and reporting things to us is a huge help.
All right, we ready for the big moment?
Sure.
All right, Captain Williams, who's going to draw?
I'm going to draw.
You're going to draw?
The official draw right here.
Now, these have been shaken, right? Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, shaken while I was driving over here.
I was doing the shaking while he was driving.
He was complaining about you shaking while he was driving.
Yeah, he said I was like an annoying kid with the with the bucket.
All right, here we go. This is the person who Captain Williams draws out of the bucket. We'll get season tickets to ECU football, basketball, and baseball provided by 103.7 WTIB. We've raised $7,600 for Special Olympics with this, and here we go.
That's the
moment we've all been waiting for. All right, he's not looking for the radio audience. He's looking away. Here it is, and the winner is David Leach. Is that Judge Leach?
I think it is
Judge Leach. David Leach. Well, that's kind of good, except he's a big Duke fan. You want to draw again? David Leach of that's got to be him based on that email address, don't you think? That's got to be Judge Leach.
Yes.
That's definitely Judge Leach because he's got the year he was born in his email address.
That's also his work phone number.
You know his work phone number? All right, well, congratulations, Judge Leach. David Leach is the winner of the tickets. And we'll be getting those tickets to him. That's a great one. He's a great guy. Very nice man, David Leach. All right, guys. Well, that was a lot of fun. Maybe we should try it again next year.
Yes, sir.
Make it bigger and better. Thank you for all you guys do for Special Olympics and, of course, trying to keep our streets safe. We know you guys have a huge challenge on your hands these days. It's not like it used to be. So thank you for all you do.
We want to thank you as well. You know, you've always been a great supporter of the Greenville Police Department and of Special Olympics. And there's a lot of athletes that, you know, get to go and do things all because of people like you and the members of this community that helped us out.
Well, you guys are the ones that do all the work, so we appreciate it. Captain Williams, thank you for all you do. I know you're the –
Thank you, Henry.
You're still the Special Olympics coordinator for this part of the state?
For our Greenville Police Department, yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. And good to see you too, Lieutenant Williams. We'll be talking to you soon. And congratulations again to Judge David Leach, the winner this morning. All right, to 26 in front of 9. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the guys from Crime Stoppers will join us. We'll be right back.
0% financing for well-qualified buyers.
Savings and selection, it has to be. The key to satisfaction, Hastings Ford Country.
This is our Focus, a 2012 Ford Focus S. 5-speed, only $99 a month. Get it, a new 2012 Ford Focus that will fit any budget. Just $99 a month at Hastings Ford.
Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Or focus on this 7 2012 Ford, 0% for 60 months. F-150, Mustang, Fusion, Escape, and more. 0% financing for 60 months. Now at the home of the $99 a month Focus, Hastings Ford.
I'm Sherry Bullard.
I'm William Wilson, inviting you to rediscover Hastings Ford.
We're your key to satisfaction.
Hastings Ford, USA.
Ford Country.
Ford Country. Hastings Ford.
Hastings Ford in Greenville and HastingsFord.com.
Hastings Ford.
This is Becky Taylor with Sylvan. School bells are ringing again, and that means there's lots of anxiety building for moms and dads. That's where Sylvan comes in. Sylvan can help your child get this school year started on the right track. Sylvan will develop a customized program to help your child get ahead of the game. From pre-K through college, Sylvan has programs to prepare your child in all academic areas, as well as building the confidence and motivation to succeed. And it won't be long before juniors and seniors will be dealing with the ACT or SAT, so don't wait for panic time. Get involved in one of Sylvan's excellent ACT or SAT prep programs now and be ready to get into the college of your choice. Get this school year off to a positive start and ensure your child is going to have a great year. Don't wait until there's a problem with homework. Reduce stress now. Call Sylvan now. There's a Sylvan near you in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or you can just call us at 1-800-EDUCATE. That's 1-800-EDUCATE.
All righty, welcome back. Talk of the Town coming up. Trent McGee with some sports headlines. We'll find out what happened with the Panthers and the Jets last night, and also a big sports week here as we get ready. McGee's Monday Night Quarterback show tonight at 6:30 with him and Pat Jones tonight. And then, of course, Steve Logan's show coming up 7 o'clock on Thursday night. It's a big sports week here, and our pregame show coming up Saturday morning before the ECU game, our Pirate Game Day countdown, and then after the game, of course, I'll be back here taking phone calls for the 23rd year. 23 years, Shook. Can you believe it?
Yes.
23. Yeah, look at me. I'm a young man, and I've been doing this 23 years. Scott Shook, the chairman of the Pitt Greenville Crime Stoppers, and Brian Brown. Brian, you're on the board also?
Yes, sir.
Two of the members of the board of Pitt Greenville Crime Stoppers stopping by this morning, and thanks to Brian. He brought breakfast from Rep Express this morning. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
I noticed that Michael's been having a little trouble choking down the 8 cinnamon buns you brought. But how you doing?
Doing great.
Good
doing
to
great.
See you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
As always, Crime Stoppers does a great job in our community. We just heard the police officers talking about that, but you can't do it alone. It's
That's
that
right.
time of year again, isn't it?
That's right. Well, both of those gentlemen participate in the board with us as well, so we know them. And the Greenville Police, as well as the Sheriff's Department and all the other law enforcement agencies do a great job of supporting Crime Stoppers. And all we're here to do is to support their efforts to solve crime. We all know that crime is an issue in town. Unfortunately, continues to be an issue. But what we can do to offer up our services is the money that we raise can pay for tips for people that call us with information that solve a crime.
You know, Crime Stoppers, when you think about organizations in town that we ought to support, I mean, can you think of one any more important than Crime Stoppers? I mean, Scott, you and Brian both are business guys here in the community, and you've gotten involved in Crime Stoppers. For what reason? Why do you get involved in Crime Stoppers, Brian?
That's just it. Is because crime affects everybody: businesses, families, our children, absolutely everyone. And you know, we need that outlet for people to be able to comfortably call in, make an anonymous tip on what they've heard or seen, and be able to help us provide that information to the law enforcement officers and get those crimes solved to make our city a safer place. So it's very important for all of us to get involved in it.
Now, the way you've normally raised money in the fall is your big telethon, but you've got something new this year.
Yes. We're here to announce we are doing something different this year. We did the telethon for 25 years, and it was a tremendous run. The telethon provided Crime Stoppers in this community with a lot of resources over the years to be able to do our job. But we're switching gears a little bit, and what we're going to announce today is the first annual Pitt Greenville Crime Stoppers golf tournament to be held at Greenville Country Club on September the 27th. That'll be the first golf tournament there since the greens have been redone, and as we were talking earlier, it opens back up this weekend.
Friday.
So we're looking forward to this.
I was out there yesterday with my grandson at the pool, and I went by and looked at the greens, and they look fantastic. And finally, the golf course reopens this coming Friday. This will be the first tournament?
First tournament there, that's correct.
All right, and it's the 27th?
The 27th starts at 1 o'clock. We're going to be serving lunch around 11:30. After that, but a shotgun tee time to start at 1 o'clock. We're doing something a little bit different. We're going to have two divisions. We're going to have a law enforcement division and the normal division of anybody else that wants to play.
Law enforcement division and then the criminals division?
That's exactly right, sir.
That's the way we solve crime.
That's right.
So what's the other division?
Well, you know, normal people, any businesses that want to sponsor teams and that type of thing are going to play as well. But those on the law enforcement side are going to play for the Crimey Trophy, which we're going to give out. And every law enforcement, whatever agency wins that trophy gets to keep it for the year. Then they have to bring it back and then have a chance to defend that.
So it's actual officers that are going to be playing?
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
All right, very good. And I played golf with some of those guys. Brian, I believe you would actually be able to beat some of them.
I don't know about that. You haven't seen me play. I love to play, but.
Well, we've got a prize, you know, probably that you can contend for. It's called the Most Honest Award. It's for the highest score of the day. So.
Well, that was a shot. Thank you, Scott. Since you and I play golf together sometimes, you would know the answer to that.
That's right.
All right, so what's the cost to get into the Crime Stoppers Golf
Tournament? It is $400 a team, and with that we provide.
That's a good price.
We provide loans. Lunch, get a T-shirt, a lot of gift prizes and things of that nature. And so we've got a tremendous amount of sponsors that have sponsored us for a long time, including Suddenlink, who's agreed to come on board and remain our title sponsor. And over the years, we would not be here if it weren't for the folks at Suddenlink. We certainly.
Well, nobody's given more to Crime Stoppers than those guys have.
Right,
they gave over the 25 years. They were the guys that provided the telethon and the location for it, and those guys work tirelessly every year for that. You got to hand it to them.
That's right. And Bill Paramore and the guys have certainly said that they're going to hang on board with us and support our efforts, and we sure do appreciate that. So.
Well, it's never been more important than it is right now to support Crime Stoppers. Never been more important. I mean, you know, we all sit around and listen to the news and read the bad stories in the newspaper about what's going on. But, Brian, this is something that everybody can help.
That's right, yeah. And, I mean, you don't even have to play golf. You don't even have to take part in the tournament if you don't want to. We still just need your help. We need, you know, your support financially. And I mean, you look at what just happened with the James Allen Carr murder case. You know, I was out there at the University of Christ Church the other day. We had about 250 people out there that are engaged in what's going on in their community, and they want to step up and help. You know, change this, and it's an amazing thing to see. It's a shame that it takes something like that to get everyone engaged. So we hope that folks will understand that, you know, getting engaged early in your communities and getting engaged with things like Crime Stoppers is the way we're going to really stem off a lot of this crime and help our officers out.
And we talked about this with the police officers a minute ago, Scott. This works.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, you talk about what we can do to try to curb crime and stop crime. Catch these guys, get them behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things we know that works.
Sure is. Unfortunately, early in the year with the events that occurred at the Hustle Mart in Farmville, we received more tips and more calls about that case than any other single case that we've ever had. And I think Sheriff Eltz will tell you that the tips that came in were instrumental and were the reason why those gentlemen were taken off the street. Okay, that was a murderer that was taken off the street that's now in jail. Matter of fact, after they had him arrested, they connected him with another homicide principal, I believe it was. So, you know, that was somebody, it was a dangerous individual that was taken off the street because people called Crime Stoppers. That information was passed to law enforcement and arrest was made. So it comes down with, you know, breaking and enterings, all kinds of crime, drug-related crimes, crimes in the schools. You know, the homicides catch the big headline, and rightfully so, but we take tips every day, you know, about crimes that are occurring all across the city, and we help solve crimes every day.
So if the average guy out there doesn't play golf, Brian, what can they do to help with raising money for Crime Stoppers?
Well, you can just make an individual contribution. You know, we have folks that are giving $50, $25, $100. You know, we just need to get in contact with the Crime Stoppers and let us know exactly, you know, kind of what you want to do to contribute, or if you want to get a team together and play. We would obviously love that. But any help that you can provide would be greatly appreciated.
But there are some whole sponsors and stuff like that, aren't
Absolutely.
There?
Whole sponsors available for $100. So I mean, we've already started taking a list of those, and money's coming in from – we've contacted our prior donors, and money's coming in for that. And so with all our sponsors and everybody else, we're looking forward to having a real successful event. If anybody would like to contact me or Kip Gaskins, you know, I'll give my cell phone number out. If it's about Crime Stoppers, give me a call. That's 883-7466. You call Kip Gaskins at 558-2237. Either one of those numbers and contact us. Go to our website, get our mailing address, want to participate. You can call Brian over at Rep Express.
Absolutely.
In case you didn't get that down. So contact us. I'm at Scott Shook at Suddenlink.net. So if you need my contact information, there it is.
All right, very good. It's the first Pitt Greenville Crime Stoppers golf tournament coming up September 27th. And that's a Friday?
That's a Thursday.
Thursday. Mm-hmm. Even better.
Thursday
before
the
golf
UTEP game.
Seems like around Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Thursday before the UTEP game. So
that game
first,
here?
The first home game here, and then the second home game is way in the end of September. So
it is a home game?
Yes.
It is a home game. All right, very good. All right, very good. Scott Shook and Brian Brennan. I noticed, Brian, you were quoted in the Daily Reflector this morning. I'm surprised no one from Pitt County went to the Republican convention. That was kind of a strange.
It was a little surprising, but
especially when we hear Wayne King say there's 250 North Carolinians down there.
Yeah, it's a good showing.
Yeah,
for sure
it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Now speaking of the convention, we are going to do when President Rockwell, slight amount.
President-elect Romney
gives his nomination speech on the 30th. We're going to do a little viewing party at Rep Express. So anybody that wants to come out and be a part of that, just a nice celebration.
What night is that?
That's going to be the 30th at 6:30. We're going to start it.
Is that Thursday?
It is.
Thursday night,
6:30 at Rep Express. We're just going to kind of come out and just celebrate his speech and just be together.
Yeah.
It should be a good time.
We'll see. I noticed this morning the polls, and of course, you're always hoping that you get a bump in the polls. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Obama will be hoping the same thing in 2 weeks in Charlotte. But the polls, as we go into the Republican convention this week, one of the polls is out this morning. The national polls have it a 47-47 tie. Uh-huh. Which I've said all summer long when everybody's saying this poll means that poll means this. Nothing matters until Labor Day weekend. Well, now we're here.
Yep.
Labor Day's here, so people are going to start paying attention now.
Yeah.
And we'll see. And it looks like the thing's starting as a dead heat. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. Of course, those poll numbers really don't make much sense and don't matter because it's all about electoral votes anyway.
You got it.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see. The race will be Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. And I believe Romney will win North Carolina. But nothing is for certain.
That's right.
We thought that in 2008.
You got it.
All right, good to see you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for what you do for Crime Stoppers. It's really important for our community.
Well, I want to say thank you as well. You've been a big part of helping us raise money over the years, and you've done a tremendous job, and look forward to you playing in it. You might be able to win a better trophy than most honest, but stack your team. It'll be good.
Oh, stop trying to be nice now. You've already insulted me. If you know me, I can't get any good golfers to play with me. So,
yeah.
I am going to miss the telethon, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of years of the telethon, but I always enjoyed going out on Sunday night. But I know all things run their course.
That's right.
So it was time for a change.
Yeah. And it was a great run. And like I said, it provided a tremendous amount of resources. All the people involved with Crime Stoppers over the years that helped that make that possible, provided us resources to solve the crimes that we did, but we're moving on to the new chapter and going from there. So,
all right, good to see you both.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having
us. Thank you again. We'll continue to promote the Crime Stoppers Golf Tournament coming up on September 27th. Brian Brown from Rep Express and Scott Shook from Merrill Lynch Advisors.
That's right.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
A little plug for your business.
Thank
there,
you.
Shook.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
All right, 12 minutes in front of 9. More Talk of the Town coming up. McGee's got sports. It's a big sports week. Stay with us. Sports is next with Trent McGee.
Brown & Wood Buick GMC has been serving Eastern North Carolina for over 75 years, and today more than ever we have something for everyone, like the all-new Verano, the 40-mile-per-gallon e-assist LaCrosse, and the world-class Enclave. In GMC, we have the best Sierra ever, or in SUVs, we have Terrain, Acadia, and Yukons. This is the best lineup with the greatest leases, huge rebates, and great deals, all backed by our 75 years of proven service. Come visit Brown & Wood today and let us prove to you why we are your dealer of choice.
The Sloan Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Washington, would like to invite you to stop by their office. Located at 245 West Main Street, the Sloan Agency looks forward to reviewing and fine-tuning your commercial and personal insurance policies. Celebrating their 62nd anniversary as an independent insurance agency, they represent a variety of well-established companies with competitive as well as affordable rates.
Hi, I'm Mike Sloan. Call our team today at 946-6114 or visit us online at sloanagency.com.
Ten minutes in front of 9, time for sports. It's a big sports week here, and our sports update brought to you this hour by Bojangles. Right now, Bojangles, enjoy a large, legendary Bojangles sweet tea for only $1, fresh, steeped, and brewed just for you. Bojangles, it is bow time. 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. And now here is McGee with sports.
All right, thanks. And the Panthers picked up preseason win number 2 Sunday night, 17-12 over the Jets in New York. The Jets did not score a touchdown and are the first team since the 1977 Atlanta Falcons, according to NBC, to go without a touchdown in its first 3 preseason games. Carolina closes out the preseason Thursday night on the road at Pittsburgh. We'll wait and see if Cam Newton does get the start in that game or if Ron Rivera chooses to sit Cam Newton out. And on the flip side, we'll see if Ben Roethlisberger starts for the Steelers. So we'll wait and find out coming up Thursday night, 8 o'clock kickoff there, 7 o'clock pregame coverage here on 103.7 WTIB. Golf from the weekend, Nick Watney beat one of the strongest fields of the year at the Barclays on Sunday, winning the opening playoff event at Bethpage Black. Very tough golf course there. Japan beat Tennessee 12-2 to win the Little League World Series. Tennessee was hoping to come out and play well after knocking off California 24-16 the day before, but Japan took it to Tennessee to win the Little League World Series. Pete Carroll announced Sunday night that rookie quarterback Russell Wilson, formerly of NC State and Wisconsin, will be the starter when the Seahawks open the regular season on September 9th at Arizona. Wilson beat out Matt Flynn and Tavares Jackson. Now Tavares Jackson being talked about in a possible trade with the Buffalo Bills. Notre Dame starting quarterback Sierre Wood has been suspended for 2 games for an unspecified violation of team rules. The Irish opened the season in Dublin, Ireland versus Navy. Also, their backup tight end was also let go for a violation of team rules. Marks now, I think, one of 7 or 8 high-profile college athletes over the past 2 weeks who have been suspended from their football team for the opening 2 games of the season. I haven't seen that magnitude in quite some time. Monday night quarterback tonight, 6:30, we'll talk with Brian Overton, ECU's Director of Player Personnel and Football Operations, about this week's upcoming game with App State. Look back at some key high school games. Henry Conley picking up their first ever win at Rose on Friday night, and a shootout going in the favor of New Bern Friday night as they knocked off Havelock 34-33. Remember last year, New Bern jumped out to a big lead in that game. Havelock came back and rolled over them in the second half. This time around, same thing, but Havelock could not hold on, so they lose their first game in 17 tries.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell you what, the fortunes of football in Pitt County and the Pitt County High Schools are changing a little bit right now.
Yeah, they are. You know, Aiden Griffin's now moved to 2-0, and D.H. Conley's 2-0, the only 2 undefeated Pitt County
teams. Aiden Griffin's been good for a couple of years.
Playing good football. In Farmville Central, they dedicated the field to Dixon Sauls Friday night, but they have not won a game since November 5th, 2010.
Is that right?
12 straight losses.
Wow.
He'd win.
And back in Coach Sauls' day, he won a few games over there. All right, so more sports talk tonight at 6:30. Trent will be back at 6:30 tonight. It's McGee and Mudflap.
Mudflap.
McGee and Mudflap tonight on Monday Night
Sounds
Quarterback
like a bad
talking
Exum
a little
radio
high school.
Show.
7 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. We're also excited about the Steve Logan Show. I've got a meeting with Coach Logan later today, and we're going to be discussing all the details of his new agreement with Interbanks Media, our stations. He's going to be doing sports talk on Thursday nights again. If you remember, when Coach Logan, right after, I guess it was before he went to Boston College, did a couple of years of sports talk radio in Raleigh up there on 620 AM, and it became the hottest sports talk radio show in the state of North Carolina. And then he really loved doing sports talk radio, but he went back into coaching because his friend Jeff Jagosinski, as you recall, got the Boston College head coaching job. And so Coach Logan went up to Boston College and, as we know, had 2 great years up there with Matt Ryan. And, Matt Ryan gives Coach Logan credit for his development as the star quarterback that he became at Boston College. And he also, by the way, coached Dominique Davis. You might remember when Matt Ryan left, Dominique Davis came in and Coach Logan coached quarterback Dominique Davis. People forget that Dominique Davis, before he came to East Carolina, actually started the ACC championship game for Boston College.
That's correct.
And so, and Dominique's having a pretty good preseason. Is he going to make the Falcons squad? I mean, he threw another touchdown this week.
I think he'll make it.
Do you really?
Because
he was a long shot.
He was a long shot
to be the backup to Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but when you have a quarterback who was not projected to make the team, or I should say to possibly not make the team, and to be a long shot to have the success he's had in the preseason, I think there's a good chance he'll stay on the team. And Dwayne Harris, Big, big, big game for Dwayne Harris and the Cowboys win over the Bills, I believe it was. Was that right, Neil? The Bills. He had two touchdown catches, 118 yards receiving. Big game for Dwayne Harris.
Well, he got, you know, Dwayne Harris had kind of the luck that David Garrard's having this year. He got hurt last year in preseason, and then they cut him.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be a big week. We'll be watching Hard Knocks tomorrow night to see what happens.
Yeah, a lot of players are being waived right now by NFL teams, so we'll find out if
those
guys make
it. Yeah, they got to get the roster down to 53.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
No, it doesn't.
53 doesn't seem like a lot. I mean, you consider you can put 85 college players on scholarship.
Yeah.
Why do the NFL teams have to get down to 53? But that's the... That's the deal. And so David Garrard looks like a sitting duck right now, unless he can get back on the field this week and show that he's better than Matt Moore, because they've already made the announcement that Ryan Tannehill will be starting
Miami. Do we know how he's
doing
right now?
Haven't heard anything from him the last few days, but he's been calling around talking to friends here in Greenville. I haven't talked to Dave, but I know last week there was grave concern that he was going to have to make a settlement. You know, I believe if they could, now if he's on the roster on starting day, they got to pay him his full salary for the year, which
right.
would be another $2 million plus. And so I think what the best he might be able to hope for now, which is just a shame after winning the starting job, is to make some sort of an injury settlement. They can they have to pay him something. I don't know what the what the player union rules are, but you cannot cut a player when he's hurt. And I think David would have a great case, considering the whole country saw him win the starting jobs on national TV on Hard Knocks. And, you know, so if it went to arbitration or something, I think David would have a great case to be paid a bunch of money of that $2 million. So hopefully he'll get at least $1 million of that. I think Hank told me that normally you get 60% if they cut you for an injury.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just a shame. But, you know, it just goes to show, again, it is a business, and it's a tough business. And so it's a darn shame that David Garrard may get cut. Now, you know, maybe he won't. There is a chance that he won't. But if he doesn't get cut, that means that they're going to cut Matt Moore, because they're not going to keep both of them.
No, I can't see that being the case either.
So we'll see. But the Hard Knocks tomorrow night. But, again, Steve Logan's show coming up 7 to 9. On Thursday night, by all means, call in. We're excited about it. And speaking of David Garrard and Steve Logan, both of them announced on Friday going into the ECU Hall of Fame. Many of us have been hoping for a long time that Coach Logan, and, of course, that we knew David would get in eventually, but Coach Logan belongs in the ECU Hall of Fame along with David Garrard. And so I think it's neat that they're going to go in. And, by the way, also my friend John Williamson, who played baseball for Keith LeClair.
Yeah.
I was thinking about John. And John was one of how many great players that played on those Keith LeClair teams. I mean, you had Chad Tracy. You had Nick Schnabel. You had James Molinari. You had Eric Backich.
Yeah.
You had Clayton McCullough.
That was a good baseball team.
You had Sam Nairn. You had Joe Hastings. I mean, you could go all the way around. You had Bryant Ward. I mean, you know, all those guys could get into the Hall of Fame.
Hasn't been a team better since, in my opinion.
No doubt about it. I mean, when you remember that team that one year, I think it was I can't remember which one of the years it was, but that team finished number 5 in the nation in the RPIs. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know, John Williamson was a big part of that. So John Williamson, I guess, will be – I don't think Chad Tracy's in, is he?
I don't believe so, no.
He'll be the first in that LeClair era to go in.
Yeah, and you were right, too. The project engineer from T.A. Loving sent me the blueprints when you made the comment about the Hall of Fame going in the practice facility and showed it to me. Yeah, it's going to be nice, yeah, to showcase all these players.
Exactly. All right, well, that is it for our Monday Talk of the Town. Everybody be safe out there today. And we will see you tomorrow here on Talk of the Town. And, of course, we'll try to get a live update tomorrow. We had a little trouble technically this morning. We're getting a report from Tampa, but we got some other things set up as the convention starts this week. So that and more as we roll through another week. Don't forget tonight at 6:30, more sports talk here, 6:30 to 7, our Monday Night Quarterback with McGee and Mudflap. Have a great Monday, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Some subjects aren't easy to talk about.
It's going to hit me really hard.